Back from the No Panic Zone. So good to have you along for the conversation. Greatly appreciate you being here. Well, internal emails shedding more harsh light on the inner workings of the Whitmer administration. Remember, she's only been in office for, what, 15 months? And the problems are piling up. The Washington Free Beacon doing terrific work here. Bridge Magazine doing some solid investigative reporting as well, as has WDIV in Detroit. We've had our fair share of good work here as well. Remember, I told you that they were going to bank cases for COVID-19 and then use them later to make it appear as if the cases were remaining higher or spiking. That happened again yesterday, reporting 68 deaths in the state yesterday, but they padded at least 14 onto the number. But over the last few days, 5, 12, 26 of the number of deaths reported. Before that, 65. Again, that was a padded number. And with all the extra work being done to count just about anything possible as a COVID-19 death, you don't even know if these numbers are valid. But here's the big controversy. Internal emails contradict Michigan's the governor's story on the controversial coronavirus contracts. Whitmer's office gave the green light on a coronavirus-related contract awarded to a Democratic consulting firm that worked for her campaign, according to internal emails obtained by Bridge Magazine. Those documents directly contradict the Whitmer administration's public statements denying any knowledge of the lucrative deal, as well as the Democrats' attempt to blame the state health department when controversy arose over the contract. The emails also reveal that agency officials expressed doubt about the purpose of the contract and raised questions about the players enlisted to carry out the deal of sensitive health data from Michigan residents, you and I. In fact, the documents show that Whitmer's office asked the health department to change the names of the organizations listed in the announcement to appear less partisan. Both change the name, same organization, so it looks less suspicious. Both vendors in question, the liberal NGP Van and local Democratic consultant Mike Kohlhaus's firm, Kohlhaus Strategy, had affiliated entities with names less likely to raise eyebrows. Kohlhaus, for example, also runs an organization called Great Lakes Community Engagement, and Whitmer's office asked that the health department contract with the entity rather than his consulting firm, so it looked less suspicious. We got the green light from EOG, the Executive Office of the Governor, to move forward with a slightly different organizational arrangement of the contact tracing volunteer work, wrote senior advisor Andrea Traverna. This would still be working with Mike Kohlhaus, so work there isn't lost. It's just organized somewhat differently. Others in the administration pointed out, same organization, different name. Of course, Whitmer, who is doing her level best to be the VP candidate, canceled the contract just hours after the Washington Free Beacon revealed that NGP Van had served as a vendor for her campaign for governor. She blamed the decision on the state's health department, claiming the agency moved forward with the vendor on its own and did not seek approval from the State Emergency Operations Center and the Whitmer's executive office. A health department spokeswoman previously told the Free Beacon that neither the SEOC nor Whitmer had a role in the contract, but that doesn't seem to be true. Internal emails revealed that officials from both offices signed off on the deal and on press releases discussing the contract. Looks good, SEOC spokesman Dale George said on April the 18th in response to a draft press release. Fine with SEOC JIC. When the state announced the contract with Kohlhaus's Great Lakes Community Engagement 2 days later, Whitmer Communications Director Zach Pohl suggested that the subsequent press release should hit the fact that it's used by Michigan's nonprofit association in an effort to downplay the organization's quite obvious partisan ties. These emails emerge as Whitmer faces accusations of hypocrisy, stemming from her rigid, tyrannical lockdown orders, admitting this week that her husband did, in fact, try to drop the name so they could get the boat in the water for Memorial Day and the holiday weekend at her up north cottage that she conveniently unlocked for everybody 2 days before that. According to Tom Barrett, who was on the program yesterday, Whitmer's office adamantly denied the accusation, then called it a failed attempt at humor during a press conference Tuesday after trying a cover-up that failed. It's just one more scandal after one more scandal. The state Senate has the ability to subpoena the records. We should find out. We should know what really went on. And what went on is they all knew. That's my guess. What's yours? Meanwhile, some good news from the Office of Hysteria and Pandemic 2020. Michigan State University planning to resume in-person classes on time this coming fall. Students will return to campus despite the COVID-19 pandemic that won't affect any of them to speak of. Michigan State President Sam Stanley said that after consulting with health professionals, faculty, and staff members, students and university leadership, they said it's time to go back. Classes will begin Wednesday, September 2nd. All in-person instruction for the fall will end Wednesday, November 25th. The remaining 3 weeks of the term will be done virtually, but that's a big step forward. Congratulations to Michigan State for having the foresight to do the right thing. It's you're doing the right thing, that's for sure. Well, if you're ready to lose weight, because so many people have gained weight since the lockdowns began, if you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then you want my Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I did it 2 years ago. You know this. And I don't recommend anything that doesn't work for me or that I'm fully aware of. That's why I can, with good conscience, tell you My Pure Health Solutions is a good bet for you if you want to lose weight and feel great. Get your diabetes and blood pressure under control. Now is the time to do it. And there's specials running through the end of May. Why wait? It can be delivered right to your doorstep. You don't even have to leave the house to start to get healthy. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Listen to me. You've listened to me this long. Do you trust me? Do you? If you do, go to GruberHealth.com. Let's get this going, all right? It's the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.